Sheikh, we heard a question from a man. Muhammad asked a question about a bunch of supplications or occasions where he needs supplications. But what I can notice that certain things that he asked for a dua for are already known in the sunnah, like a supplication at the time of hardships, a supplication before a test or a difficult task. But he asked another question about how to obtain a better memory, or how to obtain a supplication to wake up for Fajr. So what do you say about
Well, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala nabiyhi Mustafa. This is very interesting. Before answering the specific question, I would like to alert the viewers to a very important fact, which is some people think that there is a supplication for each and specific thing to do. There are a lot of supplications, sound and authentic, that Prophet Muhammad ﷺ taught us. What to say before entering the bathroom, what to say upon exiting the bathroom, before praying, before beginning the actual recitation in the prayer, before one would embrace his wife sexually, and so on. But sometimes people just overdo it by the meaning. I remember the brother was asking that a supplication for going to the exam, and I have seen a sheet where people included some supplications as what to say once you receive the exam paper, and what to say before started writing, and what to say after you finish answering, and so on. I say this is just too much, because we don't have any reference to that. Yes, you may supplicate. You may say, Ya Allah, oh Allah, answer my dua. Oh Allah, make it easy for me. Is this a supplication? Yes, indeed, that's a supplication. But to prescribe it for others as that this is prescribed and it does work. If you say it before answering the exam that your answers will be alright, it has no reference whatsoever. The Prophet ﷺ taught us in a hadith that if a person is experiencing an anxiety and faced with an affliction or trouble or worries and sorrow, to say, Allahumma inni abiduk wa binu abidik wa binu amatik. Oh Allah, I am your servant, the son of your servant, the son of your female servant. Now, siyati biyadik, my forelock is in your hand, meaning you're controlling me and my affairs. Madin fiya hukmuk, whatever you decide concerning me is going to take place. Adulun fiya qada'uk, your decision and decree concerning me is just and fair. Oh Allah, as'aluka bi kulli ismin huwa lak. I ask you by every name which is for you, that which you have taught any of your creations, or you have revealed in any of your books, or you have preserved in the knowledge of the unseen with you. بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحد من خلقك أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك. Those are the valid means of approach. After so, you're ready to make your supplication. So we learn to praise, then to ask. Not the opposite, not the other way around. You praise, you beg, then you ask. You say what? Allahumma ja'alil Qur'an al-azim, rabi'a qalbi, make the glorious Qur'an the spring of my heart, and the light of my breast, and the removal of my sorrow and anxiety. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would definitely answer his dua, and would relieve his burden and would replace it with pleasure, joy and happiness. This is a statement of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is a list of other supplications. If we keep quoting them, of course, that would occupy the entire time of the show and perhaps the next episode as well. That's why I once again recommend you brothers and sisters to possess a beautiful small booklet, which is known as the Fortress of the Believer or the Citadel of the Believer, which compiles only the sound and authentic supplications which was narrated from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam during different occasions. What to be said in the morning, in the evening, before you go to sleep, so that you will be able to wake up for Fajr. And if you take the means which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam prescribed, that you sleep on Tahara, you have wudu before you sleep on your right hand side, and you say the supplications before you sleep, inshallah you'll wake up for Fajr. But if you happen to stay up late, and you just go to sleep half hour before Fajr, and you don't do any of the previous routines and sunnah before you sleep, definitely you'll wake up after sunrise and perhaps at noon.
Okay, Jazakallah khairan, Shaykh. Inshallah the brother will benefit from this, and we as well.